time for another WNST Baltimore Sports News Update. Here's Luke Jones.
Kyle Hamilton met with the media following the Ravens' blowout loss in Kansas City.
First, I just want to apologize to the fans. Just the product that we're putting on the field right now is not up to par with what the Ravens have been in the past and have been in the recent past. And I think we know that we're trying our best to correct it, but obviously something's wrong. So it's up to all of us to try to fix that. Also, I feel like earlier in the week I used poor choice of words, just saying that Ravens fans were spoiled. I retract that. I meant in a sense that Ravens fans have been accustomed to great defense, great teams, haven't been a lot of teams in Ravens history since 96 to have underachieved to the point where fans felt disappointed in the season as a whole. And I feel like as of right now in week four, obviously long way to go in this season, but you know, we're disappointed and I'm sure the fans are disappointed too. So we got to get it fixed. We got to put a product and a team on the field that fans are proud to say they root for, proud to say they spend money on tickets to come to games and all that stuff and support us. On a brighter note, I want to shout out to everybody who contributed today, specifically on the defensive side. CJ Okoye, I think it was his first game ever in the NFL, did a great job. Josh Tupou, just signed here this week, was playing for us. Brent Urban got elevated, is playing for us. Mike Green's a rookie out there playing who knows how many snaps. Tavius Robinson's third-year guy, but it seems like he's been here for 10 years. Jake Hummel, Teddy Buchanan, TJ Tampa, Malachi, Keon Martin, undrafted guy, makes the team. He's out there playing three-quarters of the game against the three-time Super Bowl champs in the past however many years. So shout-out to those guys for what they did today, the whole game. Obviously, it didn't go how we wanted it to, but I think that's kind of a silver lining to take from it. You know, it's a top-down in the organization. Guys are just working hard. So we got to get it fixed. We know that. We'll do it hopefully this week. But
Can you talk about the impact of the injuries on the defensive side?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you're losing multiple All-Pro guys, and that's not going to help a defense. But again, I think guys came in, had the right mindset. If you're out there, you're supposed to be out there, and you're in the NFL for a reason. So anybody's out there could make a play, could do their job to the best of their abilities, and just play hard, man. I think that's the price of injury, just playing hard. We'll deal with the result later, but obviously we want a better one. But if you can play hard, then you can play for us.
You know, you've been here after a couple tough games, and now just feels like you're one of the last few healthy guys who's a front leader on this team. But, I mean, how do you kind of scoop some optimism? I mean, obviously, you're talking about guys who were playing for the first time this Sunday, but how do you kind of scoop optimism when, you know, it's not just the loss, but, you know, potentially, you know, some guys who could be out for weeks in the coming games?
Yeah. I think it's a 1 week. We got to assess where we're at this week. I don't think we can assess, like, hey, in 3 weeks, if X player doesn't play, who's going to play for these? We got to focus on this week coming up. Everybody's saying, like, I've said it even myself, like, week 16, 17, we're not going to be thinking about what we did week three, but we are. We're going to be thinking about what we did these first 4 weeks because now it's making it harder on ourselves. But I think if we shift our focus to just focusing week to week, who's playing this week, what's our game plan this week, don't look forward to next week, whatever it may be, I think it'll help a lot. And to your point with injuries, like, what's my job this week based on who's in, who's out? I think if we shift our philosophy a little bit, not saying that we are doing it completely wrong, but it can be a better focus on being where your feet are, kind of.
In a related question, I mean, I know you guys probably don't feel great about a game where you guys gave up 37 points, but you know, that being said, given out who's in your defensive front today, it seemed like you found some solutions in the run defense. I mean, what has this last week given you insight into how the coaches and the leaders of this defense handle doing more with less as you face potentially more injuries?
Yeah. I forgot John Jenkins in that group, but he played great for us today. But to your point, like, I think when you have a bunch of injuries to star guys, everybody kind of drops their heads. Fans, whoever, reporters, be like, damn, like, we're going to be screwed at this position, whatever it may be. But I think those guys, credit to them, they blocked out all the noise. They just came in and played like they belong. I thought they played a great game. I don't think they were just running it down our throat the whole game. Obviously, some runs broke here and there. They had some reverses and stuff like that, like hidden yardage. But as a whole defense, I don't think we're playing bad. I know it's crazy to say that. Guys are wanting to do it so bad. It's just a matter of fine-tuning little things when you go against players like Josh Allen, Jared Goff, like Patrick Mahomes. Like, they're going to expose the little things. So we have to focus on little things week to week. Keep it smaller rather than bigger. Like, just focus on, like, look down a straw. This is what we need to do. Just keep it in-house. Have each other's backs, and I think we'll be much better for it. But it's a lot of talking. Just got to go do it.
A week-to-week thing, you got to focus, but do you ever take the time now to look at the bigger picture of, you know, how big of a hole, you know, 1-3, 10 starters for an hour? Do you ever kind of think of the challenge of overcoming everything?
Yeah, I mean, I'm thinking about how can we beat the Texans. As I said earlier, not trying to belittle your point, but I'm trying to focus on here and now. I can't focus on, damn, in week 16, if we're 12 and, I don't know, can't do the math, 4, be like, damn, we would have been 15-1 if we didn't lose those. Like, we can't think like that. We have to think about the Texans this week and focus on getting that win, getting to 2-3. You can't get to 3-3 without getting 2-3. And focus on them. Don't even want to worry about who we play after that. Don't even worry about when our bye week is. Just focus on the Houston Texans coming to the Ravens and us beating them.
Answered a lot of injury questions, but even when you lose Lamar, like, what's the impact of that and not knowing the extent of his injury?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely a big impact. And I know Cooper is called on, and I think he did a good job, honestly. But, I mean, losing Lamar is losing Lamar. It's going to be tough for any team with Lamar Jackson to start a quarterback. But I don't know the severity of it. I'm not going to speak on that. It's not my place to speak on it. But course of the game, I think it's like we had guys go down and defense guys just like next man up. I think the offense did a good job of that and went out, got a few first downs. I think put some points on the board too. So props to Coop. Praying for Lamar. I don't know how serious it is, but we'll see.